Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay. I am your host, Mike Jokum. Frenchie and Mr. Malukas join us this week. Thank you to our friends at Java House for their continued support. We're going to do something slightly off normal topic this week because there is absolutely nothing to talk about. And we are going to do Holiday Jeopardy trivia. Frenchie is going to lead. David and I are going to get probably most of these wrong because this is not my strong suit. So, first off, how is everybody?
Good. Getting in the holiday spirit, I guess. What are we? How many days away from Christmas? Like 2 weeks away. And then Hanukkah starts a few days before that. So, it's coming.
Yeah, all good from my end. I went to... Now that season's coming down, I'm starting to hang out with my family, going to see everybody, catch up before, you know, like the main holiday. And actually today I just started doing Christmas gifts, which is a little bit on the late end. But it's like I'm barely going to make it. A lot of the stuff that I ordered is like perfect timing. It's going to get there right before Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. I don't want to rant, so let's just dive right into this.
All right, so who wants to go first in picking the categories?
David's the guest host, so we'll let him pick first.
Okay, so there are five categories. We're going to do, there's Reindeer Rock, Holiday Miscellaneous, Holiday Movies, Holiday Tunes, which I don't know how that's different than this, Reindeer Rock, but oh well, and then Holiday History Around the World. So just a disclaimer, I did not make these questions. I did some kind of delved into the deep, I don't know, depths of the internet to find this. So hopefully these answers are correct, but don't hold us to that.
Okay. All right. Well, if I'm picking first, I'm going to do Holiday History Around the World. Let's just go big and go for the 500.
Wow. All
right. So when this person ruled England, he or she abolished Christmas, and you have choices. It looks like Queen Elizabeth, Oliver Cromwell, or Henry VIII.
I don't. Okay, interesting. So wait, don't we both have to answer? How do we do this? Do we answer at the same time, or?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I guess because you don't really have buzzers. Just you, whoever knows the answer first can kind of say it out loud.
I would go Henry VIII. Or what is Henry VIII?
Oh, we have to do that.
Okay, let's see who it is. Oliver Cromwell. So you get what, negative 500 points for that?
Oof. Yep. Really screwing me over by going for the 500 first.
There's okay. My strategy. I'm just not going to answer these.
Fair. All right, so it's still your choice.
Oh, great. Let's do Holiday Miscellaneous at 300.
All right, so this brought Frosty the Snowman to life. I don't know this answer either, to be fair.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
This brought Frosty...
Oh, wait, maybe I do. I think I do actually know the answer, but we'll see if I'm right. I don't know. You guys have a guess?
I'm not going to answer it because I don't want negative points here. I'm trying to think back to Frozen. You know that little snowman guy in Frozen?
Yeah. I thought when they put the hat on him, he came to life, right? Frosty? Am I wrong? Let's see.
That's actually a good guess. That's a good guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one I hadn't looked at before,
300.
Actually.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't get those points.
Wait.
So I don't count.
Aren't me and Mike in the same team? Wait. No,
we're against each other.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Frenchie is Alex Trebek.
Yeah. But I just thought I knew the answer to that. So that no one gets that and you still get to choose.
I still get to choose? Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me just see what this Reindeer Rock is. I see.
Okay.
Let's do that at, let's do 200. 200.
All right. Rudolph stands out from the other reindeer because of this physical feature.
His red nose.
Oh.
What is his red nose?
I'm going to blame that on the delay.
So you're still at negative 300 because that was only 200 points. But now Mike gets to choose.
I'm chipping my way back. What is Reindeer... not what is... Reindeer Rock for 500.
The names of all nine reindeer. Good luck with that. I don't think I can name them.
I'm just gonna bow out now and not answer this.
I'm not gonna answer. I don't know what. No shot.
Aren't there like Dancer, Prancer, Vixen?
Dude, how do you even know this? This is impressive.
I don't know. It's funny because only one of my parents is even Catholic, so I don't know. I think that's the only three I can name. I'm sure there are people screaming at their phone right now listening to this podcast can name all of them. Let's see. Dasher, Dancer, I got those, and Vixen. So I missed Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and Prancer. Okay?
Oh, yikes. I mean, we missed all of them, so. All right, what's next? Oh, I get to pick.
Yep.
I just need the board back. Let's go Reindeer Rock 100.
Oh, well, that question just gave it away. Reindeer that starts with a B.
Wait.
Blitzen.
I wasn't even paying attention. I already forgot.
All right, so you got 100 points, but you're still at negative 200, clawing your way back.
You should not have it's done okay. A trivia on a Monday. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Not like any of us have had anything going on lately. Let's see here. Let's go Reindeer Rock 300.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and I guess it's the song, but I don't know the song. Oh, it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and they say it, I think, in the song. Again? Oh. You think it is?
You didn't hear me answer that. I don't know the answer, I mean.
Okay. Prancer and... I don't know. Let's see, I think it's...
I don't think it's Rudolph.
Vixen. Isn't Vixen like a...
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, well, but then you get it right.
Back. Why'd you take it back?
Oh, okay.
Because I got nervous because Frenchie said no. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, it's the song I was saying. Like, this is a part of that song.
Oh.
All right. Oh, well. Okay. You still have one more in that category if you want to use it.
Yeah, just finish out the category.
This category is so annoying. It's all the reindeer names. So try that one, I guess. Comet and Cupid and Donner and...
Dude, I already forgot all these names. Like, I wasn't even paying attention. I should have paid attention.
I'm gonna guess here and go. What is Blitzen?
Okay, let's try that.
I'm gonna do.
Oh, right you on. Got that one. Boom.
Yes.
You're up 200. Back in the positive. On the board. Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. Host.
Okay. Let's go. Holiday Miscellaneous 100.
You might leave this out for Santa Claus.
What is cookies? Oh,
host just barely beat you there. I think it's got to be that. Yeah, milk and cookies. Have you guys ever done that? I don't think I ever did that.
Well, maybe when I was like, maybe like 40 years ago.
I think I made cookies for myself. 40 years ago.
Yeah, I'd rather eat them myself too. All right. Still you, host. Pick a category.
Same category, 200.
The first artificial Christmas tree was made in Germany towards the end of the 19th century. What was that tree made out of?
Pass.
I don't even know what fake tree... Like, I... 19th century? Oh, boy. I don't even know what was invented.
1800s. I don't know what it would be made out of.
I have an idea, but I don't want
to... Oh, I think I have an idea, too, actually.
My unofficial guess would be wood.
I mean, that's what I was going for, but I just don't... That can't be that. That's too simple.
Let's see. Feathers?
Feathers? I'm so happy I didn't answer that. Feathers?
Someone might have to fact check us for that. Oh, maybe it's just like the branches were made out of feathers is what they mean. This is what happens when I didn't write the questions. This is all a surprise to me, too.
It's just a tree branches. That's...
Yeah. Let's go, same category, 400.
What U.S. state was the first to make Christmas an official holiday? I actually don't know the answer to this.
It has to be one of the eastern states.
True.
I agree. What is New York? I don't know why.
That's a decent one.
Let's see. Oh, Alabama. So
wait,
you're...
what? What? No way. Are you... What?
We can
is
check
that
too.
Is that actually true?
I imagine... I think it is, but Let's find out for sure.
I'm Googling it.
Yeah, make sure.
Continue on.
Okay. So now you're back down to negative 100. And so now, David, you get to pick a category.
I'm telling you, this strategy of just not answering is amazing.
All right. Hold What's on, your category?
Oh, my God. It is Alabama. 1836. Right. That's yeah. crazy.
18 when?
1836.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Let's just finish that off 500 at Holiday Miscellaneous.
The first name of Scrooge. So his real first name.
What is Ebenezer?
I think that's what it is. Yeah. Let's see. Boom. Back in the positive.
That's huge. Okay, I need to do some catch up now.
All right, Mike, it's back to you.
Holiday tunes 100.
Oh, this is where I'm really gonna suck.
In the Christmas Carol, we wish you a Merry Christmas. The carolers are pretty insistent that they get this treat before leaving. I only know the first few lines of that song.
My unofficial answer is alcohol.
What?
Tequila?
No, this has to be like PG, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, probably. It's probably like eggnog or something.
Yeah, it has to be.
Oh, yeah. Some sort of Christmas treat.
Let's see.
I don't know.
Figgy pudding?
Dude.
I guess they say it in the song. I don't even know what that is.
No idea.
What is figgy pudding?
You still get to pick.
Actually, looks kind of good.
Oh, you looked it up?
Wait, Spam makes it.
Spam?
Okay. Frenchie, go down to Holiday Tunes for 200.
All right. In Santa Claus is Coming to Town, what are the kids told not to do? And we're all singing the words in our head now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't actually want to answer.
I started singing it, and then Bad Bunny just got in my head, so now I'm just confused.
I don't really know what that is.
I think doesn't he tell them to better not pout, you better not cry?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there we go. What are pout and cry?
Yep.
Man, yeah. you should have done this. You actually...
We should do the Hanukkah quiz next, and that's going
to
be
people are going to listen back to this and just be like, "Wow, Mike and David are just so clueless."
Let's go, Holiday Tunes 300.
The two reindeer mentioned in "Here Comes Santa Claus," and I only know like the chorus of that song.
I can't tell you. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Isn't that's like "Here Comes Santa Claus," and now everyone heard me sing on this podcast.
No, you got to go more than one line. I still don't know what you're singing.
Oh, no. You're not going to get me to sing more than that. That was all
Come
I could
on.
Do.
I had to sing at the 500. I remember I had to do some singing over there.
Yeah, but you were good.
He did.
We could do some karaoke. I'll be better.
Oh, no.
Sure, that'd be fun.
I got nothing on this one.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer it. I'm doing my zero thing.
All right, Vixen and Blitzen.
I would have guessed Rudolph.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
You know. All right, go 400.
It's just getting harder.
Okay, what kind of sleigh is used in Jingle Bells?
A one-horse open sleigh?
Yeah, I think that's got to be the answer. Yep.
Celebratory guns.
All right. Are you just going to go the 500 now? Yeah. Your strategy seems pretty clear.
Oh, no. Here we go.
What's given on the first day of Christmas in the song "The 12 Days of Christmas"? So what is it? My true love gave to me blank
a partridge in a pear tree.
How? Oh man! How do you know?
Yes, correct. Dang!
I'm on fire! Holiday tunes are coming in handy.
All right, two categories left.
I'm really gonna struggle with that.
I'm gonna have to send you guys the trap remix of Feliz Navidad. It's the most ridiculous.
Pit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on!
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear that.
Let's go Holiday History on the World 100.
Noël means this in French. I think this is probably pretty obvious.
Okay, well, now you made me feel bad.
What is Christmas?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's how they say it in French.
Wow.
200. Oh my god. The town of Bethlehem was once part of this empire.
What is Israel? No, that can't be it.
No, I don't think so.
I feel like there's a... Israel wasn't an empire.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a political way. Please don't get mad.
No. You're correct. I don't think it's considered an empire.
I don't know.
Holy Roman... I don't know.
Oh, you got it.
Oh my god, I got it!
Heck yeah. Now you're on the board.
Nice. Woo, I got something.
It took him 15 minutes to get an answer.
Oh, stop rubbing it in. The people are going to think up. I'm just so not festive. 300, holiday history.
Oh, this just the question.
Okay.
In which country would you wish someone, a Joyeux Noël? And it's, they just gave you the answer. That's kind of annoying.
France actually doing pretty good in the World Cup. Just saying.
True.
You're up.
Oh, 400. Yeah, sorry. Holiday history. your cursor was just already over. I just thought you were going to click.
Okay, so the home of... Oh, this is so obvious when they give you this hint. The home of the real St. Nicholas. It's a country that starts with a T and is the name of an animal.
Turkey.
What is Turkey?
Oh, man, come on.
Malukas got that.
Yep.
You got that.
I did not know that.
I feel like they shouldn't have said it starts with a T and just said it's the name of an animal. I feel like I would have just given it away.
Yeah.
I would have guessed Germany if they didn't give me that hint. I don't know why.
Same. I would have.
Germany's not an animal.
Yeah, I know that.
If they
didn't
give
that hint.
Yeah. I would have gone from Germany.
Sorry.
A German Shepherd.
Movies.
For 100?
Yeah.
These better just... Oh, so what is the color of the Grinch?
What is green?
What is green? How is that even... I thought it was going to ask, like, movies.
I guess that is a movie.
Like, it should have said... Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, I didn't make this.
True.
200. Just for everybody listening, this is the last category.
Wow, I have no idea what this is. In Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, there is an elf named Hermie who really wants to be this. Do you remember this from that movie?
Official answer, male stripper.
Okay.
No, I don't remember.
An elf named Hermie who really wants to be...
You rented the wrong version.
I don't know. What is... Maybe he wants to be a reindeer. You never know.
Is that your guess? Or do you just casually kind of speculate?
No, just guess it. Just guess it. I don't think I can win this at this point.
A dentist?
A dentist? What?
This is up there with Alabama in terms of dumbest answers.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how that was only 200. I don't remember Hermie at all.
Just keep going down the list.
All right. Miracle on 34th Street took place in this U.S. city.
What is New York City?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Hell yeah.
In Frosty the Snowman.
Too bad there's not a double Jeopardy in this.
These were Frosty's last words. That's morbid. I'm melting.
I've said a lot of morbid stuff in the last week, and I still don't know the answer to this.
Let's find out.
Man, people are actually going
to
listen to this.
I will be back again someday. Okay.
That sounds like a revenge arc, like the start of the end of a Game of Thrones season. Sounds like
Terminator.
Yeah.
In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, every time this happens, an angel gets its wings.
Oh. My mom's going to kill me for not knowing this one. I don't know the answer. I guess it doesn't matter because I can win anyway. What is Someone Passes Away?
No.
Okay. Nope. Apparently it's When a Bell Rings.
I was trying to think back.
So, minus 500 for you. Still. Yeah, there should have been a double Jeopardy.
Yeah. Well, okay. I win 1,300 to 700 in the saddest game of Jeopardy ever played in the history.
Yeah. I like how the only things I kind of knew was just history, and that was about it.
That was a weird Jeopardy.
Do you guys have any holiday plans?
Actually, maybe. I think my mom is trying to surprise the family with a trip to Hawaii. But I don't, it's supposed to be a surprise, but I kind of heard some chit chat when I wasn't supposed to. So I think it's going to happen, but I don't know. It could be just, maybe she's talking about something completely different.
Do you have room in a suitcase to stuff a 5'7"-ish adult?
I mean, probably. I can move my stuff into.
Okay.
I'll just carry on, you know.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. That would probably be ideal. So you can slip me like a drink or two or something. Non-alcoholic drink.
Yeah, that's a long flight.
Just water so I can survive. Yeah, it is.
So I don't know. What is there to talk about? We can talk about World Cup.
I tapped out on the World Cup.
When? When the U.S. was out or.
No,
just before it even started.
Frenchie will know what I'm talking about when, and some people will when I say after last week, and I'm just gonna leave it there since we're recording, and I'll tell you afterwards.
After
I just don't care
last
anymore.
Week. Why? Because Brazil or
no? I'll tell you afterwards. It's not related to soccer.
He got a heart transplant. If any of you guys listened to our IndyCar from last week, it's something else, but. We'll just go with that.
You know, in a way, that did foreshadow exactly how the rest of the week went last week when we made that joke.
Yeah.
It's just a bad... It too just bad. Went. It was a heart transplant gone badly.
Wait, what?
I didn't... I'll tell you afterwards. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Just, yeah, tell me afterwards then.
Frenchie? Any holiday plans?
Every year, so my girlfriend's family, and I've been with her for now almost 6 years. Her family takes a vacation because they're Jewish, so they don't really celebrate Christmas. So kind of after I celebrate Christmas with my family, then the next day we head out somewhere, and usually it's like a tropical destination. Like we've gone to Aruba before, we've done Mexico, we've done Curacao. But this year, we're actually going to a cabin in northern Pennsylvania because there are some new additions to my girlfriend's family that make it a little bit hard to fly.
Yep, I get that. And I am driving back to Philadelphia. Actually, I'm doing part of that tonight and then the rest tomorrow, and I'm going to stay home until a couple days after Christmas, and then I'll make my way back to Indy. I don't know, either right before or right after New Year. We'll see. We'll see how life is going.
I have one question for you guys. This is kind of like a, maybe it's an immature question, but if you wanted one thing for Christmas, like for your family to get for you, what is that one thing? You can say something really deep, like love or something. I said, what is the one gift you'd want from your family? It'll be disappointing if you don't get it and you announced it on this podcast, but...
Yeah, honestly, I just want company this year. I don't really care about like getting gifts or anything. I just want. Or how about good luck? Can I get good luck from them? Is that a thing?
Yeah, why not? Everyone, okay. Send Mike a good luck charm. Just bombard him with like lucky keychains and stuff or something.
Yeah, I'll send you something. I'll find some like emoji or like some meme or something, and I'll just send it to you.
Yeah,
it'll give the good luck charm. things I'd want from I don't know. You know, the past, I'd say, like, 4 years, I haven't really been wanting gifts anymore. Yeah. I feel like once you kind of grow up, it's more of giving. You know, I have, you know, the nephews, which I'm going to gift them now. They're kind of getting old enough where they can, like, play with computers and like, more intense things. So I think I'm going to start giving them like VRs. And so they're going to, this year's going to be like my first year. I'm really going to give also a lot of things for the team. I'm going to be giving out a few things to the team. I'm not going to say what or what is, yeah. But yeah, I'm going to try my best to, I've been asking them throughout the season, sometimes very obvious of what they've been needing and what they've been wanting. But personally, to me, that, like, I've just really enjoyed seeing the whole family together again and everybody just hanging out. And like Mike said, the company, it's really nice. You get to watch movies, get to hang out, have some dinner. It's just a good time to catch up, especially since now everybody is just in their own worlds, doing their own things. We never really get to see each other.
Yeah, I agree. It's been not a fun couple of weeks, so I'm looking forward to starting the trip home and hanging out, and I will publicly admit I am bringing my laundry home, and despite being 35 years old, my mother is going to do my laundry for me.
That's a Christmas present.
That's not really itself. That's a, I guess that's a gift.
Yeah,
that's a gift. But yeah, anyway, we'll wrap it there since there's not much else to talk about. We'll be back next week to talk about something, and everybody have a lovely weekend.
Get ready, race fans, because the ultimate NASCAR experience is about to hit the airwaves. Welcome to Pit Pass NASCAR, the podcast that takes you deep into the heart-pounding world of NASCAR racing.
Join us each week as we bring you closer to the NASCAR action with exclusive interviews and all the news and rumors you need with your favorite drivers, team members, and industry insiders.
So whether you're a fan of super speedways, short ovals, or road racing, or you've just watched Talladega Nights, Pit Pass NASCAR is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Get ready to fuel your passion for NASCAR like never before. Subscribe now to Pit Pass NASCAR on your favorite podcast platform or head to evergreenpodcast.com and get ready to join us.
Launching in the fall on Evergreen Podcast Network. Follow us on social media at pitpass_NASCAR to stay up to date with everything you need to know about the podcast.